God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I've got to look here, and I'm really thankful to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this awesome privilege to run a Zoom fellowship and the people that he brings on here. And I'm also thankful for my minister that teaches me in all good things and encourages me. And he doesn't dictate to me, he just encourages. That's all he does. And our job is just to connect people to God, to encourage them, not to, you know, point out their faults and failings, but just to encourage them. And that's what Jesus Christ done. You know, he was a great encourager, and he brought God's deliverance. He brought God's light. He brought God's direction, and he gave hope to people. And our God is the God of hope, and hope defers, makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, a tree of life. When the answers come, when the direction comes, there's deliverance. And our God is a mighty God. And it says, I think, in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So God was with Christ. God was working. He was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And Jesus was in complete submission to God and God's will. He wasn't worried about other people's opinions, feelings, or emotions, but he done exactly what the Father worked and energized in him by that Holy Spirit. He set the example. He blazed the trail. And we can follow in his footsteps. You know, we're called followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The early church were, right? And we still are today. He's our Lord and Savior. He's the head of the church. And because of him and by him and in him, we have now a direct access to God, like he had that direct connection to God. It was by him, in him, and through him. Now we got direct access to the heavenly fathers, to the throne room of grace, where we can go to find mercy and grace and help in the time of need. And God is for you. He's a God of love. And he wants all his people to walk in great deliverance. When we confess Jesus as Lord and believe God raised him from the dead, we receive Holy Spirit. We receive eternal life. It says, behold, all things have become new. We became new. We're a new creation in Christ. Now, we got a lot of old baggage from our old nature. We reckon that old man dead, but there's a lot of old paradigms, programmings, things that we learn, things that we pick up. And these are the things that are in your subconscious mind that stop you from moving on when you really want to do the right thing. So it says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This word conformed can mean patterned after. We're not patterned after the world's ways and what people do. Okay, but we're patterned after what God is working and showing us to do. When we do that, when we focus there, see, we don't have to work at renewing our minds. No, we just do what God gives us to do. When we start to say what God says, then we start to change those old paradigms, right? So we need to say what God says. Say what you want, not what you see. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things that he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Our words are the containers that will bring us either great things from God or the negative things from this world, right? So our words control our life, you know. And so what words are you listening to? You know, we can listen to many different words. We can listen to the words from the news, what the narratives from the news, what's happening in the world. We can make that our focus. Or we can listen to traditional religious teachings that keep us where we are, you know, under subjection to the church leader. But see, the truth is, God has given you Holy Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. See, each of us can move with that Spirit of God. We just recognize what God has given us and the freedom that we have to live and move and have our being in God. And so when we start to say what God says, when we start to think God's ways, God's thoughts, you know, God sends forth his commandments and his word runs very swiftly. And God is working in the hearts of each and every one of us, that hearts are open to God. And we just need to be led by that Spirit and do what he says. Now, we've got the wonderful scriptures that we can see all these great, wonderful records of how God's people lived and moved and have their being. That was over, what, 2,000 years ago to Christ, and then further with the Old Testament. And they're great examples. The scriptures are our base. We can see how God was working with these people, working with their faith, building them up. And you know what? I've been born again since I was 15, 16, and God's still working with my faith. We go from faith to glory, and we're being renewed day by day by day. And God is helping us to see, and he's clearing out the traditions, the rubbish. And so when we start to declare these heavenly words that God is energizing from the Spirit of God in us, then we start to see things happen. So recently, God had put in my heart, I can remember going to India, and I can remember the leader saying there that the devil spirits are running out of India. They're afraid, they're on the run, right? And I started to confess this here, because it's true. The devil spirits cannot stand light. It's the introduction of light, which is from the words of God, that dispels the darkness. And if we're not saying these things, if we're not really believing these things, what we're speaking, it won't happen. And then I started to realize God is just working and clearing out things in people's hearts, emotional minds, unrenewed minds, areas where they're being defeated. And God's just cleaning it out, because devil spirits can't hang around. They get a migraine around us, because we're not speaking the worldly things. We're speaking the things of God. And Jesus Christ walked by that Spirit of God. He was led by the Spirit of God. He done exactly what the Father put in his heart to do, and he spoke those words. He says, my words are spirit and life. We can say the same. Our words are spirit and life when we're walking, when we're allowing God to energize these things in our life and in our hearts. And so like I said, in Acts 1, I'm going to read this to you. So it's really great. Acts 1, verse 1, it says, the former treaties have I made, O philosophers, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Jesus done first, then he taught. Because he knew these things were. He knew these things were from the Father. He seen the results and the fruit from the words that God gave him. People were being raised from the dead. Lepers were being cleansed. Blind eyes were being opened. Deaf ears were being opened. Leprosy was being healed. People were being restored. And we can walk like that. Jesus said in John 14:12, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. The word and ministry of reconciliation that Christ had when he was in this earth is now given to us. We've got that same ministry, a word and ministry of reconciliation. And it says in the scripture, as Jesus is, so are we. Not as he was, but as he is right now at the right hand side of the Father, that's who we are. And we can also do what he done as he walked. So as he is and as he was, we can do both. So we are as he is at the right hand side. And then in action, we can do, we can live and move and walk like he done if we're navigated by God. We can minister to the hearts of people. God can organize great open doors for you to speak his word, like Jason was sharing. And like Helen was sharing. And there's lots of other testimonies of open doors where God just bumped us into the people and we opened our mouth boldly and spoke the things that we need to speak. We don't need outreach programs. We don't need witnessing programs. Let God bring the laborers. Jesus said, pray to the Lord, Jehovah, of the harvest that he might throw out. This word, send forth, is ekbolo, means to throw out with force, the laborers. The laborers are those that receive the words gladly, those that will act upon the encouragement being given. If you want to see fruit, you need to move with God. Like if it's your desire, what's your desire? You need to know what your desire is. You need to know what you want. And then you can say what you want and see it become. God can go to work. But we need to be clear on our goals and what we want to do with God. I want to live for my God. I want to speak for him. I want to bring deliverance to people. Because I know it's not me that's doing it, but him that lives within me that's doing it. He's given me the supply, and he's given me direction. God supplies all things to us. And now I'm doing these things, I can teach it with authority, because I know they work. So my job is to encourage you, as God energizes me, the things that I've done and doing, that will bring results for you, for your benefit. Because with God, there's always benefits. He's given you many great benefits. You've got the gift of Holy Spirit. Let's read on. So all that Jesus began both to do, and it says, until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his death by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. See, we are speaking things pertaining to this world's kingdom or the kingdom of God. What's available now? You can have eternal life right now. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants all men to repent. That word repent means to turn around. Just change direction from the way you're going, the way you're thinking, the way you're speaking. When you start there, then these emotions that pull you down, make you feel negative, will start to disappear. So we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We control our thinking. And God has given us his promises, and we can say what God says rather than what we feel. Say what you want, not what you feel. Say what you want, not what you see. This is how we can really move in great authority. And I'm telling you now, like, this is true. When you start saying what God says, everything around you begins to change. And you start to change. The people start to change. Everything just changes around you. Doors start to open up. Blessings start to come down that you haven't even asked for. Because you're doing what God wants you to do. He can work in you. He can use you. You're fit for the master's use. You can be energized to do what God is leading you to do, to bring deliverance to others, like someone spoke the word to you, so that you got the deliverance, you got the direction. Now is your opportunity to also give. Now, Jesus Christ laid down his life. It says, no, we're bought with a price. Our life is not our own. But God's so loving, he gives us that free will choice. We decide. Choose you this day, death and life, God says. And then he gives you the answer. He says, choose life. Therefore, choose life. Don't choose the negatives. Don't choose the worries. Don't choose the doubts. But choose life, and let me give it to you. Let me give you this wonderful life, which is flown with milk and honey. Yes, we'll have challenges, but we'll overcome them so easily. Because a believer that's walking with God lives from a place of triumph, not defeat. Jesus Christ has done the job. He's done it. Everything's complete. He's provided our healing. He's provided our wealth. He's provided our great relationships. Not only did Jesus Christ, when he died, not only did he, his blood covered your sins, and his beatings covered your healing, but he also covered your emotional side of your life. And this is where a lot of believers get beat up. Because they let the emotion, they get a thought, then it affects their emotions. And then they become down. Then they dwell in it. Then they open themselves up. And then devil spirits can come. See, but we are to control our thinking. Because you're in charge of your thinking. You've got a new mind now. Your new mind is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The new mind has life in it. It has the Spirit of God in it. So when we put our attention there, then we can hear the voice of God. I was taught many years ago a wonderful principle, and I forgot it until recently. And it says, we was taught that God's Spirit, he's got his Spirit, and God can only give what he is, teaches your Spirit, which is in you, that Christ in you, right? And your Spirit teaches your mind. God communicates to your spirit, not your mind. And your spirit teaches your mind. But if your thoughts are over here and your emotions are over there, you're not going to hear the voice of God. And then you think, well, this is a load of rubbish. This is a load of crap. It doesn't work for me. But again, it comes down to receiving this word with a humble heart and a need for God. And then the meekness is to do what God says. Anyone that follows what I'm saying now will prosper in their heart and mind. They will have peace and prosperity in the heart and mind. Abundance. This abundant life starts within the heart and mind. Starts with the words from God, what he's written and what he's speaking live today, right now to you. Because you're being spoken to right now. I know you are. I know you're being touched. And it's now you've got choices to make. Am I going to believe this or am I going to throw it out the door? Oh no, my pastor from the past taught me this way. And I was taught in this ministry that way. And I took this class and it taught me that way. Listen, what is God saying now? What is God speaking now? He's the fountain of living water. Right? It says in Jeremiah 2:13, my people have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. So when they need the supply of God, it's not there because they've got their own theology. They've got their own idea about who God is. God says, my people have forsaken me. God wants you to go directly to him. Use this connection, this wonderful connection of reconciliation that Jesus Christ made available for you. And my life has changed because this is what I do now. And it was through sound words that were given to me that hit my traditional mind from everything I learned before. And I had to become humble. And when I become humble, God brought me to the humble place. It was like a desert. But, you know, I was still being fed in that desert. I was still getting water in that desert. I was getting God's manna. And then I realized, oh, man, I just need to listen and do what God's putting in my heart to do. And I don't have to worry about what anyone thinks about me. This is where my boldness comes from, God. Because I don't really think about what you think about me. I haven't got that paradigm anymore. Before, people on here know me from the past. They know I'd be, oh, was that all right? Was that okay? Oh, I don't think I shared it. And I didn't have that confidence. But now I've got this holy boldness confidence from God, from Jehovah, right? And it's just wonderful. It's liberating. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, there's freedom. And God's driving out devil spirits right now as I speak. Right now as I speak. Here and when people listen to it on the website. He's doing it. They're running away. They cannot stand these words that are being spoken. They cannot stand it. And when it's coming out of your mouth, they cannot stand it. People are being churned up. They're being confronted right now. But just receive it. God says, just receive these words. These are words of life that will set you free in every area of your life. Stop playing church. Stop trying to play the pastor. Just believe my words and move. And just move. We're not under an organization. We're not under a ministry. We're not under a man. Now, God show me where to connect. I do that from my free will choice. And all I ever do is get great encouragement. All I ever do. And then I also give great encouragement back. Because these one-on-ones that we do are a two-way flow. And now these words, these heavenly words with the people I'm working with now, they're just flourishing and growing. The evidence is there. It's like it's in plain sight. What are you missing? Is your mind blind to it? Has the God of this world blinded your mind through traditions and through how he moves? Or are you going to say, God, yeah, he's right. There is something different. I want that. And this is what I seen in India. And this is what I wanted. But I was going about it in my own strength until God led me. And this is why we're to be led by the Spirit of God. Anyway, we'll carry on here. I don't want to make this long. And it says, and being assembled together with them, they commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they had therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? They had loads of questions. And what did Jesus say? Oh, I'll answer all these wonderful questions for you. He said unto them, it's not for you to know the times and season which the Father has put in his power. There's things that we don't need to know right now. But what we do need to know, that's what we need to focus on. And he said, but you shall receive power. This word receive is lambano. He said, you're going to receive power into manifestation. Okay, dunamis. You'll receive this dunamis into manifestation. The potential power that's going to be put in you, you're going to manifest it by way of speaking in tongues, right? Because they all spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost parts of the earth. God wants all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. God doesn't want you doing it in your own strength. He wants to lead you by his Spirit. This is where the power is released. This is where the signs, miracles, and wonders follow. Not that we seek them, but if we're walking and being led by God, we will see them. People will be delivered emotionally, mentally, physically, financially. If they're in poverty, God will prosper them. When people just put into action the things they're being encouraged, it takes a humility to do it. It takes a transitional time. You know, everyone on here knows what I'm saying is right. You might be struggling with some things because of doctrine, but you know I'm saying is right. You know this is right from God. And you just need to receive it. Say, Father, I don't understand everything, but I know this is right. You lead me into it. And he'll show you. And this is what I have done. This is what I've done. This is what other people have done. And now when I come back from India from 2020, my life changed. There was no one connected to me. I had no one. I had a few people come up on the Zoom fellowship. And bang, then God sent me my first labor, the labor I've been praying for. Father, give me that one person that will receive my words that you give me gladly and that will run with it with you, and that they'll be led by your spirit, because I don't control anyone, not as God. And so the first person to come was my daughter-in-law, Amber. And then she was seeking, she was asking questions, and God just gave me the words. I couldn't have done it from my own strength. I really couldn't have done it. I could have given her loads of knowledge that I know, but I let God work in me, and she received these words gladly, and she took off like a rocket, inspiring my son, Danny. He was a little bit behind her, right? But she inspired him. I thought it'd be the other way around, right? But it wasn't. And then Becky Jancy come back, and then she seen the fire and the light in Danny and Amber and what we were doing, and she just focused. She wanted this. She said, I want what you got. I said, if you want what I got, are you willing to do what I did? These are the type of commitments we can make to God, not to a man. And then when we just follow the encouragement, we will see great things happen. Yes, God is a God of love. God is a God of compassion. He works for us. We're all at different levels, different parts of understanding. But he can fast track you. He can fast track you to walk very hot for him so that you can be very fruitful. Jesus Christ, I want you to be fruitful and that your fruit should remain. But you can't be fruitful from your own self. You can't be fruitful from your own knowledge. You may bring someone along to a certain point, but they stay at that level unless they're being connected directly to God. So my job is to connect people to God. And when I get people come to me, they're telling me lots of different situations that are going on in their life. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to answer this? And quietly, I'm saying, God, give me the words, Father. Give me the words. Show me what I need to say. And I just open my mouth, and he fills it. This is the greatest life to live. This is the greatest life to live. And then when you do this, you won't want to go anywhere else. Now, yeah, we go on holiday. We have a nice time. But my focus is always God. Even on holiday, I make myself available. Yeah, you can call me. And my phone doesn't stop ringing because I ask God to give me his before ordained works every day, and I'm available. So we just need to make ourselves available to God. And then when he wants us to do something, here, work in your heart to do it. And seriously, like, you can really be led by the Spirit of God. From day one, you get born again. You can move like a rocket because God is navigating you. And he's the tower, the control tower type of thing, guiding the aeroplanes to you, those people that really want to know. Because there's so many people today that need God. There's so many people today that need answers. If you look at the world's economy, if you look at the wars, if you look at all the stuff that they're trying to do, right? And we know it's Satan, the God of this world, who blinds the minds of them, believe not. But God is raising up bold people now, right? He's making us very bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And devil spirits are afraid. They're afraid. They're trying to roar. The lion tries to roar to freeze you and to put you off track. You just keep moving through it because God's with you. Yea, though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. We walk through it, but we don't camp out in it, right? A lot of people camp out in this bad shadow, no, the valley of the shadow of death. But God will anoint your head. He'll prepare your table for you in the presence of your enemies, and he'll bless you right in front of them. And then people can see the light and the goodness and the love and the kindness of God, because, you know, Christ can gather us any time. Now, he's not returning. We're going to be gathered first. And then after a period of time, we will return with him. That's the right way, okay? So let's clarify that. He can gather us at any time. And we are ready if we're born again, all right? But you want, God's not going to gather us together when we're defeated. We're going out as a glorious church, ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. Because you're not going to do it in your own strength. But God is working. He's really for you. He wants you encouraged. He wants you comforted. He wants you to have good feelings in your heart. That joy and peace and believing. When you're walking by the Spirit, the true peace that Jesus said he'd give to you is there. It's called the fruit of the Spirit peace. The joy that you can have in this world is from that Spirit of God within you. As you walk, that fruit is being cultivated in you. And you've got to total free will choice to what you do. And this is what I love about God. And then my job, what do? When people don't want to receive my words. Oh, he doesn't want to believe. She doesn't want to believe. No, my job is just to be there. When someone goes away, the doors are open and they can come back anytime. And people do. They go and they come back. I went and I came back. And the door was always open. And so we just love people. People just need to be loved. Love energizes faith. The greatest thing, you know, out of love, faith and hope is the love of God. And the love of God isn't whimsical. It has a standard of love and faith in it to encourage people. And so, yeah, we can be all lovey-dovey, but it's not about being lovey-dovey. It's about speaking the truth in love. It's about giving people what they need. And it's about being honest and straight with people. And I don't worry if people go away from me, because I know God's got them. And it's just because they don't understand. Oh, he's not teaching the same words that I've been taught. Like, he must be wrong. And he doesn't do this, and he doesn't open up the Bible all the time where he goes. Did Jesus? Read the scriptures. It's there for you. I read the scriptures, by the way. So God is with you. He loves you. He's for you. And God wants to do great things in your life. All it takes is you to say, yes, God, help me. Like, just give me that heart I need. Help me to be that in that place of receiving. And I'll be willing to do exactly what you want me to do. It does take a committed decision once you start to be enlightened. Because God will enlighten you and bring you to that place where you start to recognize. And then you say, yes, God, I'll do this with all my heart. That's what I've done in India. And I have never looked back ever since. And people have done it here now. And I'm just so blessed. And I've just kept speaking what God puts in my heart. A lot of the things I say are similar. It's not the same. But God's given it in many ways. Because he's not going to give you the next thing until you do the first thing. And he wants you really encouraged. There is a part you play. And that's just to go to God and say, okay, God, I want this for my life. You help me. You lead me. You guide me. Clear the understanding. Take the veil off my eyes if there's any there. If I'm being deceived, get rid of that deceiving spirit so I can see clearly. So these are the things that I just really wanted to encourage, because, man, I'm living a better life than I've ever lived as a believer since I come back from India and since I've been following this way and letting God lead me, letting God work me. Because my minister don't say, you need to teach this, Lawrence, you need to teach that. He just encouraged me. I take what he gives me. I take it to God and I say, Father, now you show me. Give me the understanding of this. And the understanding always comes after you've done it. It's not before. You might get the knowledge of it. The wisdom is to do it. The understanding comes after you've done it. And that's why Jesus began both to do and teach. So God bless your beautiful hearts.